I think it's informative in several ways, considering that this is an official statement giving the position of the Minister of Finance on a number of key issues. We see that we still had some special drawing rights, and we now are, I think, aware how it's going to be used in terms of infrastructure development and so on. But the other interesting thing there that we should also look at and also think about improving is the dashboard that is talked about in terms of tracking and monitoring the budget. And I think that will be an important periodic information tool. And if he manages to do that religiously and consistently, I think that should be one plus in terms of people actually knowing what's happening with the state resources.
And the finance minister said a preliminary annual statement for 2011 showed a budget surplus of about $30 million, and that this allowed the government to post a small positive opening balance, which became available for supporting budget expenditures in January 2012. And he said this mainly went to salaries and pension payments. What does this say about Zimbabwe's fiscal status?
Well, it shows the fiscal state in which we are, where we are only able to use revenue that we collect. So of the 2 billion, we've used 2.89 billion, which leaves us with around 30 million. So one shows the fiscal state in which we are, but it also shows the attempts by government under constrained circumstances to be able to at least save money in other areas. If this money then is redirected sufficiently, then it could generate more growth and more profits. But I think it's important to acknowledge that it's very difficult under this economic model that we are operating to actually have some surplus or some savings that have been made. And it's good that it's then plowing them back into manufacturing and agriculture especially. The economy estimates that the Ministry of Economic Development and the Ministry of Finance has given are that it needs somewhere in the region of $9 billion over 5 years for it to be boosted. But in terms of the government chipping in and under this current macroeconomic situation that we find ourselves, I think what it shows is that through fiscal measures that can be looked at and adhered to, we are able to even make savings out of the small resources that we are getting. What then becomes important is to, one, deal with the issue of the civil servants in terms of getting them a living wage, but also to deal with issues to do with infrastructure and other enablers like energy. If we deal with energy sufficiently to ensure that Zimbabwe has good power supplies, it will ensure that industry is always operating. And I see that of our special drawing rights now are going to go into energy development and other infrastructural development that the minister and the cabinet will see fit. But it's important to look at those primary enablers such as energy and invest in them. Even agriculture, if managed properly and if invested in properly, can also be a serious contributor to the economy in addition to mining and the other contributors as well.